It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, March 26th, 2020. We have 17 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have southwest winds, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15, rising to 20 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the southwest 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart. Northwest swell 6 feet at 9 seconds. And we have patchy fog early in the morning. And today we're going to be talking about the closure of recreational fishing in Oregon and Washington because of the whole COVID-19 situation. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule, which remains pretty robust. I mean, we have 17 vessels on the schedule today. That's about average or more. So we have 3 inbounders. We have 5 in our Astoria anchorage, and we have 9 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the BTG Kailash. She's arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's ultimately going upriver to pick up wheat, but she will arrive in the Astoria anchorage around 6:30 a.m., so she's already out there. The American Freedom is arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. Her cargo is refined petroleum. She will probably pass Astoria around 1 p.m., and you'll see her in the Portland area around 7 p.m. The Zeus Leader is a car carrier arriving from Japan. Often ships that have the word leader in their name that come here are car carriers. And she's got Subarus on board headed for the port of Vancouver. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m., and you might see her in Portland around 4:30 or so on Friday morning, in Vancouver, rather, at the port of Vancouver. In the Astoria anchorage, we have the Durban Bay. She's headed for Longview, left about 1:30 a.m., probably arrived there at about 5 a.m. She's picking up soda ash at the port of Longview. The Daria Mahesh is headed for Portland to pick up potash at the port of Portland. She will leave at about 11 p.m. and be there early Friday morning around 5 a.m. We have 3 ships awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage that don't look like they're going anywhere today. The Koh-i-Noor, ultimately, all 3 of these vessels are ultimately going upriver to pick up wheat. The Koh-i-Noor, the African Queen, and the Seagull Wind. And our outbounders, the Mount Aso, is leaving Portland with potash on board at the port of Portland, leaving there around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8. Well, actually, 2 a.m., so she left in the wee hours of this morning, and she'll be passing Astoria, did, around 8 a.m. Well, today I want to talk with you about an announcement. All sorts of things are closing and being canceled for now, and the maritime world is no exception, even though commercial maritime employment is considered an essential service and commercial fishermen and women are still working. Recreational fishing is now closed in Oregon and Washington. So let me, as of today, so I'm going to read this press release that I got yesterday from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. Following the announcement by the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife that it will close all recreational fisheries in the state of Washington, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife announced that it will close recreational salmon and steelhead in the Columbia River, effective Thursday, March 26th, that's today, at 11:59 p.m., so about noontime. Oh, actually, just before midnight, so at the end of the day today. In a press release distributed Wednesday afternoon, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife announced its decision to temporarily close recreational fishing and shell fishing statewide in the wake of Washington Governor Jay Inslee's order on actions to limit the spread of coronavirus, COVID-19. And so, just to repeat what I said earlier, that ban is effective at midnight tonight. Oregon and Washington jointly manage fisheries in the mainstem Columbia River, bordering both states, and seek to have concurrent regulations. At this time, other ongoing fisheries in Oregon remain unchanged, and fishing for species other than salmon and steelhead will still be allowed in Oregon portions of the Columbia River, as described in permanent rules. Anglers are reminded to follow the rules for social distancing and maintain at least 6 feet of distance from other people and minimize non-essential travel, as directed in an executive order issued earlier this week by Oregon Governor Kate Brown. ODFW also asks that anglers and the public help ensure the safety of ODFW employees they may encounter in the field who are doing their jobs by maintaining adequate social distance. As with the Washington closure, ODFW anticipates the Columbia River salmon and steelhead fishing closure lasting until at least April 8th of this year. ODFW regrets any inconvenience to anglers and appreciates everyone coming together to help slow the spread of COVID-19. So you may be feeling kind of antsy, maybe wondering whether you really do need to stay home. So I want to share something with you. I had some questions about social distancing from listeners. And so I asked this question about contact. You know, we just have to stay apart from one another. I asked Mike McNichol, the head of our Clatsop County Health Department, about this. And so I want to share with you what he sent me yesterday. And I'll be posting this around on social media also. But this was very interesting about how far apart, why this matters. So this is from Mike McNichol from yesterday. It is important to know what contact means in the context of a COVID contact. According to the CDC and OHA guidelines, that's the Centers for Disease Control and the Oregon Health Authority, their guidelines. According to those two agencies, brief interactions with folks at distances are not considered an exposure to the virus. People are at risk when they have spent more than an hour within 6 feet of someone when they were sick. So we get a list of people that the sick person has spent time with and contact them. Now, you know that we have two cases here in Clatsop County. So right now the health department is investigating all the people that person might have spent time with. So some other viruses, like measles, for instance, this is continuing with what Mike McNichol sent me yesterday, are smaller and lighter and what we call airborne. Those viruses generate warnings from the public health agencies, like if you were shopping at the Warrenton Fred Meyer between blah, 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 these dates, you may have been exposed. But the coronavirus is not considered an airborne virus. It is spread through droplets, and therefore you must be in close proximity to someone for an extended period of time to contract it. Now, this is about proximity between people. People can shed the virus when they are not showing symptoms. I know that it can also survive on surfaces for some period of time, depending on the material, and more on that later, since I'm seeking out the most accurate information that I can find, and I don't know that yet, so I have another question into Mike McNichol. So there's a lot of information out there. Our understanding of the situation is changing all the time. So to help you with that, I want to share this from Clatsop County. Clatsop County has established a COVID-19 information phone line to answer the public's questions about the outbreak and related issues. That phone line will be staffed by live personnel Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And the number for that is the health department number, 503-325-8500. Phone line staff will handle questions about preventative measures, social distancing and closure orders, and general inquiries about testing and related issues, or will direct callers to other information sources. So I know people have a lot of questions. I keep seeing them on the station's Facebook page and my page when I post information. Here's a place where you can call about those health questions. Staff cannot answer medical questions, and many times I can't answer them either. I'm conveying information that I get from other people, and that really is my role. So I want you to get the best information you can, And this is one place where you can get information from the health department, 503-325-8500 here in Clatsop County, Oregon. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.